Kevin Powell will be here to quarterback or try to. Hemp and OB after 3 o'clock right here on WGN. It's 2:37. I'm Steve Dale. Steve Dale's Other World on WGN. And I don't know what the delay with the text line is, but I'm getting texts right now. I'm seeing them for Loretta Swit. Wasn't she wonderful, though? So I apologize not to get to those questions, but I'm not seeing them till now. And now we are on to other things, and all good things, actually. The Chicago Marathon today receives international press, and everyone in the marathon has their own story. Michael Panther is a wheelchair athlete who raises money for Living with Hope, an organization we will find out about in a moment. How was it this morning, Michael?
Good afternoon, Steve. It's so good to be with you. Yeah, it was brutal, but also fun. You know, I 26.2 miles is not an easy thing. So, but I'm here. I made it, and I'm here.
How many marathons have you done in Chicago?
This is my first ever marathon.
Ever?
Never done any. Yes.
So, are you alive right now?
I barely, you know. I just have a small energy to talk to you, but after that, I think I'm going to go to sleep.
For you go to sleep for like 4 days, right?
Absolutely, the whole week even, you know.
Well, how did you train for this? Is there a team that you trained with? And why? Is this something you said, oh, you woke up one morning, I want to do this?
Yes, I kind of trained by myself, but I have some friends that were coming alongside me. I got fitted with a special wheelchair that I use for the marathon, and these last couple of months I've been just training, get a little bit used to the wheelchair, and it was not a lot of training, but it was enough to bring me to the finish line. Yeah. And the crazy idea of doing a marathon is something that I kind of just thought a little bit in the last year, toward the end of the year, because as you just mentioned, I have an organization called Living with Hope, and the goal is to bring mobility to people with disability in Africa. And I've been there a lot. I'm original from there, and I've seen the need and the struggle that people with disability go through, especially the little kids who don't have mobility and they have to lay on the floor for the rest of their life. And I just had a dream of give them mobility so that they could go to school and be somebody in life, you know.
Well, that's wonderful, yeah. Of course. Where are you from?
I'm originally from a country called South Sudan, and I grew up in Kenya. Mm-hmm. So we've been going to Kenya, South Sudan, Ethiopia, and Tanzania, part of East Africa, to bring mobility to kids over there. So that's where this idea came for doing a marathon, because I felt like I want to create awareness and also just so that we could be able to help so many kids there. So I did this marathon to raise funds to bring pediatric wheelchairs to the kids who are living with disability in Africa.
How much money did, if I can ask, how much money did you raise?
So far, I had a goal of around $250,000, and we are just over $200,000 at the moment. I don't know, maybe some people may call me later today, still a marathon day, so you never know. Maybe somebody will say, I want to meet your goal. But yeah, it's just been incredible, the support that we have received, and just the community here in Chicagoland area, they've just been amazing.
Well, actually, we can give a website for Living with Hope if you'd like in a moment.
Yes.
Living with Hope is a non-profit organization. Did you actually begin this organization?
Yes, I began back in 2018 after I finished school. I went to school in Louisiana and then came to the Chicago area for work. And then my heart was still in Africa. And just being a person with disability, and I just saw myself, I had opportunities, you know, be able to go to school, be able to work and eat, drive, and all this, being self-independent. And I just say, you know what, I want to go back then, help more other kids who are like me to have a better life.
Well, of course, that's wonderful. What is the website?
The website is www.livingwithhope.net.
Livingwithhope.net. Easy enough to remember. And I presume there's more information about the organization on the website. Now, for you, when you said you needed a special wheelchair, do you have to pay for that? I presume you do. And about how much does that cost?
Yeah, I had to get a special wheelchair, and that cannot go through. Any insurance will never pay for that. So I had to pay for that, and that cost close to the one that I had. It was about, I'd say, $7,500.
So if you're going to make that kind of investment, then I purchased the wheelchair. I invested $7,500 for the special wheelchair. And now, yeah. I assume now, you're going to compete in marathons all over the place, or maybe not.
Too soon for that, you know. After I finished today, I was just been talking with my friend, and I say, you know, I don't know if I want to do this again. Maybe I will kind of wait. Maybe in a month or so, I might say, hey, I will do it again. But right now, with all the pain and everything going on, and my shoulder and everything right now, my arms, I can't feel my arms. I'm like, why do I put myself into this, you know? So, but maybe, you know, it's something that I may want to do. If it will help bring the change and make a difference in the life of people with disabilities in Africa, of course I will do it.
Well, and you finished. You know, I've never thought about this before, but riding along in a wheelchair, are potholes an issue in Chicago for you? Even for the runners, I imagine it's a question. You know, the runners who are physically running the marathon, but because you are, in a sense, physically running the marathon as well, but you're on wheels, yes. And I'm thinking, okay, potholes, Chicago? Oh, no.
Yes. Yeah, I have to dodge a few of them today. Just have to be careful, keep my eyes up in front of me. And if they're pothole, then I have to turn a little bit to a better area to go through. So yeah, but you know, everywhere there are potholes, so this is not the you know, only place with pothole, but yeah, that can be a challenge sometimes.
Well, it's not news, of course, that there might be potholes. How do you feel to have the people cheering all along through one neighborhood after another?
Oh, this was just amazing. It was beautiful to hear that, you know, all shouting your number, your name. And they really, if there were no people cheering me on, I probably have not finished the race, really. Mm-hmm. I would have just get out and say, I'm done, you know. But they all were pushing me, cheering me on, and that was really, that gave me extra energy.
It means that much. And do you think other runners feel the same way?
Absolutely. It's a beautiful thing, the special, how they all come out in the morning when the, you know, the temperatures are pretty kind of, well, pretty cold this morning.
They were
out there in, you know, 6 o'clock this morning or 5 o'clock when we were going to the starting line. The people already line up, you know, and it's just amazing to see their support for all the runners.
What do you do for a living?
Well, now I just, after I finished school, I work in the business field. And then after I started the organization, it became a full-time job. I had my other full-time job, so it ended up thinking about what should I do, you know. And I ended up quitting my job, kind of build the organization so that we could help more people in Africa.
Well, that's wonderful. Michael Panther, congratulations on completing the marathon, and I wish you a good 2 weeks sleep.
Thank you so much. I need that. Thank you, Steve, for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much. We'll speak to another participant in today's marathon next. Okay, Steve, it is 10 minutes before 3 o'clock on WGN. After 3 o'clock, Hamp and OB will review the Chicago Bears game with Kevin Powell leading the way, orchestrating them. Good luck, Kevin Powell. We are talking about the Chicago Marathon and talking with some participants of the marathon, Holly Mitchell, who's here from Dallas, Texas. Congratulations, first of all, on completing the marathon.
Thank you.
Well, is this your first Chicago Marathon?
Yes, This is my first time in Chicago for the marathon, yes.
Well, tell me how it was, how it compares to maybe other marathons.
It was amazing. I mean, of course, beautiful weather today. We appreciate you guys bringing that out for us.
Yeah, that's that you can thank me.
Thank you. That was wonderful.
Welcome. Yes.
It was a great experience. You know, there's no better way to feel the heartbeat of a city than a marathon course. You know, you see the neighborhoods, you feel the people, the spectators. It's just really a fantastic way to learn about a city and feel what the city's about. It's just really one of my favorite ways to introduce myself to a city.
So what did you feel? What was the vibe?
You know, everybody's so supportive. The music, the support, the cheers, you know, people calling your name, cheering for you, supporting you. You know, if you even show an inkling of weakness, you know, you start feeling like you want to walk, you need to slow down. There's so many people along the course that are just cheering for you, supporting you, hollering your name, hollering your number, just anything to keep you going and to really support you and give you that boost that you need when you're feeling that moment of weakness. It's just really fantastic.
You know, I just talked to Michael Panther, who is a first-time participant in the Chicago Marathon, and he said he might not have finished if it wasn't for the cheering of the crowd.
100%, yes. Crowds are such a huge part of getting a finisher to the finish line. You know, without the crowds, without amazing volunteers, providing aid station support and, you know, guiding people on the course, you really can't do it alone. No marathoner can finish this course alone. You need support from people. You need support from the community. It's such an integral part of what we're trying to accomplish on a day like today.
All the experts say Chicago's a very fast course. What does that mean?
It means it doesn't have a lot of uphills.
And really tight curves, I suppose, and stuff like that. But first of all, are they correct? Is it a fast course?
It is a fast course. It's a lovely course if you want to go fast. I love it. It was fantastic. You don't, even the few places that you are going uphill, it doesn't even feel like it. It's wonderful. You can kind of feel the road pulling you forward, pulling you back in. It definitely feels fast.
Interesting. How many marathons have you done?
10.
Wow. How did this all start for you? Did you wake up one morning and say, you know what, I want to run 26.2 miles?
You know, it started, you know, I was kind of not really sure what to do in college. I needed to get some exercise, and I took a couple of laps around campus, and I thought, this is kind of fun. And marathons were booming at the time, and just sort of set out on a training course with some friends, and a lot of patience and a lot of consistency. That was in 2004. I'm still here today. It's a lot of hard work, as any marathoner can attest. And you stick with it, and you try to take care of yourself and treat your body right. And hopefully you're here 20 years later, 30 years later, however many years you want to keep running. But it's hard work and patience and time.
You know, I've done 5Ks, and I understand because I run a couple of miles frequently, several times a week, where there's that runner's high. But running 26.2 miles, do you still get that?
You do still get it, and it's amazing. It's wonderful on a course like this, like I said, with the support from the volunteers, because you can get it so many times. You can have them lift you up along the course. But yeah, you get a high when you go a little bit further than you did the day before, or you feel better than you did last week. There's so many opportunities for it. It's like nothing you can't really describe it. It's opportunities to feel good about yourself, feel better than you did before, just to feel like you've accomplished something over and over again. You know, you can do it 3 or 4 times a week if you want to, and it's just a natural high you can create for yourself.
Whoa, did you just say you can run a marathon 3 or 4 times a week?
No. Just the runs to get the runner's high.
Oh, okay. That's a difference. Now, it says right here, that must be a typo, that you're training for your first 100-mile race. That must mean 10 miles, right?
No. That is actually a 100-mile race.
Whoa! How do you train for that?
You just go a little bit further than you did the day before.
A little bit further? What city do you say? You're from Dallas, so you start by running from Dallas to New York City? Is that it?
A little far. No, you just, you know, today's 26, you know, in a couple weeks I'll do 35, and you just keep building on it and max out around 50, maybe 60 miles, and then I'll tackle 100.
Wow. Can I ask how old you are?
I am 44.
Oh, my gosh. I'm thinking she's 22, you know? I mean, this is wonderful. Congratulations to you. What
Thank you.
An accomplishment. Do you feel that sense of accomplishment that you should?
I do. Yes, it's such an accomplishment. It was a beautiful day, a beautiful course, and I'm just so proud to say I've finished the Chicago Marathon today.
Well, one of many for you, and apparently nothing compared to the 100 miles that you have coming up. Congratulations to you, Holly Mitchell.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. What a great show this has been, right? I mean, the opportunity to talk to some of these marathoners is terrific.